Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going back to Ukraine. President Zelensky announced through his military chief of staff that Ukraine will fight until the borders of 1991 are restored and all Russians are out of Ukraine. And then Zelensky asked for more and longer range heavy weapons and warplanes, long range missile systems, and large caliber artillery and strike aircraft. And I support him 100%. Let's deconstruct that. The people on the other side will say, well, the borders of 1991 in Ukraine were set when the Soviet Union broke up. Mikhail Gorbachev and Boris Yeltsin together engineered one of the greatest events in European history. Putin says it's a catastrophic event. It wasn't. It was one of the greatest civilizing events, certainly in the last 100 years. And the Russian Federation was created, just Russia. Think of the Soviet Union as a collection of states like in the United States, but they weren't states. They were separate national entities. Russia's at the center, say like, you know, California, New York, or Illinois. But then you had Poland, Latvia, Lithuania, Czechoslovakia, Bulgaria, Croatia, Hungary, and several more. Georgia, Ukraine, Moldova. They were not like Mississippi and Alabama and Florida and Wisconsin and North Dakota and Ohio. They were separate national entities. They were freed. They became productive European countries, practicing a capitalist economy and democracy. These people were freed. They didn't fear the knock on the door, the communist knock on the door, authoritarian knock on the door at night to drag you out because somebody said and snitched on you and said that you'd said something bad about the big man. That was 1991. And then, of course, you had to define what the borders were of these countries because the Ruskies had taken them over and Ukraine had borders. Ukrainian people go back in history before the Ruskies, believe it or not. In the 10th century, 983, it was called the Confession of Rus, R-U-S. The Rus in Russian originally is a Scandinavian word, a Swedish word, whatever people inhabited Russia in the first century AD, you know, from the birth of Christ to 1000. And back in the 900s, Russia was a forest inhabited by wolves. And Ukraine had been a civilization for several centuries. Ukraine was the big deal. And it was a Ukrainian prince, Vladimir or Volodymyr in Ukrainian. That's why Zelensky's first name is Volodymyr and Putin's first name is Vladimir. And it's a horse apiece, same guy. And Prince Volodymyr back in the 900s had the Confession of Rus, and he announced to his people that they would become Christians and they'd be baptized in the Dnieper River. And they all went down and immersed themselves and got baptized as Christians. In those days, there was one Christian church. Shortly afterwards, in 1054, there was a schism between Western Christianity, which back then is the Catholic Church, and now would be the Catholic Church and Protestant churches, against the Eastern Orthodox Church. And I've looked at the theology, and I've looked at the liturgy, and you know something? I can't imagine why there was a split, but there was. Whatever. Okay. There was. That's why Ukraine right now in the eastern part is Eastern Orthodox, and in the western part is Catholic. And the Russians, when they went into Poland, Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, Hungary, the rest of them, and Ukraine, their mission was to eliminate the Catholic Church because they were Western Christians. They murdered priests. They murdered cardinals. Cardinal in Hungary back in 1957, after the Russian invasion of Hungary, had to live in the American embassy. He did for years because if he stepped out, the Ruskies would have got him. Hey, guys, why not get along? Why not get along? We're all the same. Guys, we're all the same. Ukraine realized that. They had a functioning democracy. Not the Ruskies. Not the Ruskies. So when people say to Zelensky, well, How can you say that you're not going to negotiate peace until the Russians get out? Let me tell you something. Putin is Hitler. And you may say, come on, Matt, come on. No, no, no. Putin is Hitler. Why do I say that? Because in 1939, Hitler went into Czechoslovakia. And Chamberlain of Great Britain and the French president and the rest met with Hitler. Hitler said, look, all I want is Czechoslovakia. All I want is Czechoslovakia. If you let me have that, because there are a lot of German speakers there, I won't go anywhere else. And they said, peace in our time, peace in our time. And they left. And the minute they left, practically, maybe a month later, he went into Poland. Then he went into France. Then he went into Belgium. Then he went all over Europe, all over Europe, except the UK and Ireland. He didn't get to the UK and Ireland. Okay? So when you negotiate with Hitler, you're negotiating with a rabid wolf, with ISIS, with the mafia, with a drug cartel. You cannot negotiate with these people. They only understand force. You must understand that. So when people say, well, why don't you negotiate a diplomatic solution? Putin will say, great, all I want is the Donbass. Lutensk and Donetsk and the Donbass. All I want is Mariupol. Oh, and I might like Odessa. Okay, I'll give up on Odessa. Mariupol's on the Sea of Azov. Odessa's on the Black Sea. Those are the ports in which Ukraine exports its wheat. And that's why a lot of people in Africa are starting to starve right now, because the Russians are blockading it. Okay? So all of that happens. And there would be peace for 2 weeks. Russia would solidify the Donbass, solidify Mariupol. Then he'd start bombing Kyiv again and leave again. He would start bombing Western Ukraine. You cannot negotiate with Hitler. So I agree with Zelensky and totally when he says you can't negotiate with Hitler. And you think I'm exaggerating? In 1940, Stalin, Putin's predecessor, signed a non-aggression pact with Hitler, the Nazis. And together they were going to occupy Eastern Europe. And they invaded Poland together. The Ruskies from the east, the Nazis from the west, they decimated Poland. They decimated Poland. And it was not until Russia realized that Germany was going to betray their non-aggression pact and Hitler invaded Russia, that Russia started to virtue signal and go, we're victims, we're victims, we're sorry. We're sorry we ever got together with Hitler. Now he's coming after us. Give us money, give us weapons. That's what happened. And so when Putin celebrates the, quote, victory over the Nazis, it was the Western victory over the Nazis, and he never mentions a word about Stalin's treachery. You got to understand this. And so when you say negotiate with Putin, do you negotiate with Hitler? Do you go back in time, stand in, say you had a time machine, stand next to Chamberlain and hear him say, peace in our time, you can have Czechoslovakia. You know something? You would shout, if the time machine let you be heard, please do not beef up your weapons in the part of Europe that's still free. U.S., start beefing up your weapons now, not after Pearl Harbor. Stop this madman, this genocidal sadist. And I say the same thing now. Get the weapons to him. Get long-range missiles to take out the Russian ships in the Black Sea. They're standing there pounding these cities. They're going to reduce Ukraine to rubble. Then they'll sit back while it's a smoking wreck. When we break, the lines are open, 844-967-2789. I know you're on the line. Hang on. Do not hang up. A lot more after the break.